Hello, friend. This time I'm going to talk a bit about blogging because, believe it or not, I have been asked to. Over at Think4, one of the better writers, Kevin Rennie, asked me if I had any ideas on how to get the blog to a more diverse and larger audience. And I do, in fact, that's why I've been writing about it, and I'm so tired of writing about it that this time I'm just going to talk a bit into my phone and get over with it. And the thing I want to say is it's a bit of a message to the Think4 writers. Think4 was built on top of Think2. They just used the COP15 block to continue the discussion for COP16. And unfortunately, while this was a courageous and interesting idea, it created a few technical issues. For example, the RSS feature was broken in more ways than one. And my message is, as a writer, you should keep an eye out on the tech. If the tech isn't working perfectly, you can't really expect a lot of readers to join you. My first and only thing to say, only really important thing to say is do a lot of research before you write. And when you write, review your sources and link to them. A lot of effort into making your article look nice. Make it something that you would bookmark yourself if you found it. Another important thing is ask questions in your articles. Make people think, and when people do comment, join the discussion. When you have written an article, you should say so on Twitter. There's no excuse for this, not doing this. I'm not going to discuss it. Use Twitter. And maybe even use some of the other services as well. It's free and there's no harm done, and it can be very efficient. Use Twitter. And while we're at it, in your advertising, don't just advertise your own articles. Advertise the blog as a whole, the whole project. One of the things that you have to realize is that you're not a celebrity, and that is one of the reasons for writing on a blog. So try to create a nice group atmosphere with the people you're writing with, and also your readers, not least. And try to think about your common denominators. What is it exactly that you have in common? What is it you want to do? Which is a lot of the time just getting accurate and unbiased information on a certain topic out. And that's fine. It could be, of course, save the world or something, but I mean, try to be aware of this. Once you have that, when you discuss meta stuff, that is how to use the blog, how to write articles in collaboration or whatever, do that in private, not on the front page. Because if you do that on the front page, it will look terrible to guests, readers that just dropped by. If you think about it, if you visit a site and you see some of the regular users arguing about the site, then your first thought is, this is a crap site, I'm not going to spend a minute here. That being said, use some dirty tricks, use some search engine optimization. For example, right now, some of the most popular terms, search terms on Google is Harry Potter and the World Toilet Day. So maybe you can write a post that combines with some of those topics, I don't know. There are a lot of other dirty tricks, look it up. One of them is, of course, picking a fight. And this is one of the reasons that COP15 was so popular. It was because the climate change debate was under attack from the climate deniers. And a lot of the neutral readers, they liked following the fight. This particular trap we should try and steer away out of from now on, I think, and the climate change deniers, just leave them alone. But it's a trick. Among many others. If nothing else, if you attack someone, maybe they will strike back in a car and your friends will support you. The final thing I'm going to say is have a lot of good luck, because you're going to need it. The blogosphere is very, very large, so don't get too sad if no one is reading your stuff. And regarding Think4 specifically, just remember that it's not over yet. There's still more prizes to win, and just because you didn't go to Mexico doesn't mean that that's.